Matthew 18, verses 12 to 14. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. This is a familiar little Gospel reading here in the midst of Advent, and one that is right up my alley. What prison minister would not find it reminiscent of her client? What the Gospel says is that the ministry of preaching happens in a variety of ways, and bringing back those who have strayed is one of them. The people I meet in one of the prisons I visit are the good ones, I admit. They live among the angry, the forgotten, and the lost, sometimes in the same cell. Like the sheep in this gospel, they go wherever they are told. The shepherd, who can be one of us, is responsible for making certain that all of them are accounted for. I give a lot of credit to their chaplain, who was herself a felon before her pardon. She knows the men and what their days are like. She is generous, kind, and fair. And she does rejoice when someone who has wandered away is found. In that sense, she is like the Good Shepherd. Even in prison, God doesn't want anyone to wander away. Whatever or whoever causes one to be led astray can be held as responsible too. And there's plenty of that to go around in prison. We need to remember what Jesus says. It is never the will of the Father that one of these little ones wander away. We are approaching Christmas. Some of these prisoners will not receive any cards or visits or gifts. A day that is so special to many of us will pass like any other day. Is there some way that you can get the name of someone to visit, or perhaps you could volunteer to go inside the walls yourself, like I do? That's really what this gospel is asking of us. Every city in the USA has a jail. If there is a prison nearby, you can look for those who have wandered away from the flock. Contact the chaplain and find out how you can get in and be of service. Both men and women are waiting for you. God wants good things for everyone, no matter who they are or what they've done. So when a stray is found, it is cause for celebration.